A warning siren blared, echoing through the hangar on the lower level of H2. Unfortunately for Dina Lacey, such occurrences were all too common in the TSS headquarters within the rift.
"Shite, what now?"
she muttered to the three members of her crew, presently working in the engineering lab.
"Fuck, this manifest can't be right."
Nolan, the lead bioelectric engineer, exclaimed as he scrolled through the holographic projection on the lab's display console. Lacey dashed over to review the list of incoming TSS ships.
"This is a fifth of our entire fleet."
"We don't have enough docking capacity."
Becca gasped.
"These damage reports, we can't address all of this."
"Why this sudden influx?"
Aram asked, crossing his arms. Lacey breathed out a slow breath to calm her racing heart.
"We don't have a choice.
Becca, go to fleet control to get damage assessment triage set up. Nolan?"
She cut off when she saw High Commander Talis approaching.
"What's he doing here?"
"I trust you received the manifest," Talis stated, his face drawn.
"Yes, sir,"
Lacey replied. "I was just delegating..."
"We'll take care of triage and fleet command. Finishing the conquest is your priority,"
the High Commander cut in.
"But the fleet repairs can wait," he told her. "We need that ship finished."
"Orders are orders,"
Lacey nodded.
Nolan, go with Aram to finish up the wiring in the podiums. Becca, run through the mainframe connections again. We need to solve the lag issue. I'll continue the propulsion tests here."
The three engineers inclined their heads to Talis and then jogged out of the lab toward the central elevator.
"Sir, what's going on?"
Lacey asked the High Commander once they were alone.
"We lost Caldern."
"Stars,"
Lacey breathed. She was used to losing TSS ships on a regular basis, but whenever the Boxen attacked a planet with a civilian population, it was way more personal.
"That explains the arrival list."
"Most of the ships were able to jump before the port was destroyed."
Talis shook his head.
"That was the staging ground for the reserve fleet. If we'd lost them..."
"It'll be okay, sir,"
Lacey assured him.
"We'll find a way to make the repairs."
"We can't wait for Will any longer,"
Talis murmured.
"I'm sure he'd come now if you asked."
"He hasn't yet mastered simultaneous observation,"
the High Commander replied.
"If he doesn't soon, we might not have another choice but to bring him in anyway."
The rift beckoned to Will at the edge of his consciousness. For 3 weeks he had denied its call ever since meeting with the Aesir. His new knowledge about the true nature of the rift, a fray created in the fabric of space by the Boxen, marring the natural structure, had driven him from the one location where he had once felt free. Around him, Will's Primus Elite trainees sulked with a mixture of weariness and annoyance in the center of the zero-G spatial awareness practice chamber. Even his wife, Sarah, was floating to his right side with her arms crossed and lips pursed with frustration.
"These last few weeks have been a total waste, and they know it. Simple spatial dislocation isn't enough."
Yet, Will couldn't bring himself to even reach out toward the rift to attempt simultaneous observation. The extra strength the rift gave him in any telekinetic feat wasn't worth the reminder of how it was formed by the Boxen in an attempt to find a haven from their Terran creators. However, without accessing the rift, he would never be able to achieve simultaneous observation, a critical component of his role in the Boxen War, where he would perceive events in normal space, the rift, and subspace at the same time, so the TSS could finally outmaneuver the enemy. Ian groaned, tousling his light brown hair.
"Oh, come on, you're not even trying."
There was no sense in Will denying the truth.
"It might not be necessary, now that we have the independent jump drive."
"Everything we've practiced requires a telepathic link," Michael interrupted. "You need the amplification from the rift if it's going to cover the distance we need, simultaneous observation or not."
Will searched for a suitable rebuttal, but his friend was right.
"I do need the rift. Running away from what it represents won't win the war."
Maintaining a telepathic link in close proximity was easy after years of training together.
Communications were instantaneous and effortless, even across the span of the massive headquarters structure deep within Earth's moon, but the connection wavered beyond that distance. The entire purpose of honing their telepathic communications was to bypass the need for traditional subspace comm relays, which were comparatively slow and unsecured. Except, the Primus Elite's and TSS fleet would be spread out across the rift, and possibly even in more distant star systems. To maintain any level of efficiency, the telepathic link would need to cover that whole spectrum. Only the unique environment of the rift could supply enough energy for Will to maintain a telepathic network that extensive without degradation. Will sighed inwardly.
All right, let's go again.
For real this time? Michael asked, an eyebrow raised with skepticism.
You can't let the truth about the rift in the boxen hold you back. We need you, Sarah added telepathically in private.
Yes, for real, Will replied aloud.
She's right. I have to.